it, but we did it.
We did it. We did it. We get it. Get it. Get it back. We got it.
We'll be out of lockdown for a week, if that.
That's true. I'm hoping for that sweet government money when it goes back in.
I love lockdown. I do. I love it. I've got real Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. Starting to get really into it.
Lock me up, Daddy.
Just the second that I hear the words... Well, it's locked down, then I just hear the PlayStation sound start up. I'm like, oh, well.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
What are you playing at the moment?
I'm playing Civilization 6.
Testra?
You're playing Civ 6? Civ 6? We can play some Civ 6.
Yeah, dude, we can actually play multiplayer. I've been playing with Rodney. That'd be it's really long. Good. Like, I do you go Macedon? I roll Macedon.
You're a nerd. Oh, you're a nerd. Welcome, everyone. I can't believe everyone came.
Nerds.
That's cool. That's a little nerds. And I just drew. What's that? Ah! Welcome. Thanks for coming, everybody. Thank you. Who bought their tickets today on the day? Yeah, cool.
Yep.
Seems like a
I refuse
good
to make plans.
Can't pin me down.
I live in the now.
And of course, we have 13 streamers.
13 to 14
streamers.
Sitting at home.
Sickos.
Someone is wanking.
Someone's definitely.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, of course, someone's wanking.
Someone somewhere is wanking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this moment.
And I would tell them, don't blow your load just yet because
we got some surprises.
Save it up. Save up your loads. Anyone at home.
What do you think?
Is that where we're looking at? That little tiny light?
Yeah, that little red light there.
Hello. I wonder what their fetish is. Is it like, is it a pregnant woman on a stool?
Or is it a little man or is it a big man?
Is it a big boy?
There's something for everyone here.
Yeah, there is. There really is. We've got all the bases covered.
I love a fetish. Yeah. Greg and I were talking about fetishes before the show because... Is that Minion coming out?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, you're actually fucking ruining it. No,
okay,
the Minion's coming out,
dude. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about nothing.
I won that Minion across the road.
There's a Minion. Anyway, Greg was talking about putting it up his ass. No.
No, I was saying that somewhere out there, there's someone that couldn't imagine anything better than putting a full Minion up their ass.
As a fetish.
As a fetish.
Did you ever go full Minion?
I've never gone a full. I've gone a half. I've got a half mini.
Which end?
Half mini.
Head in.
Yeah, head in.
Like
no, you go bum in, like because you want the minion to be poking out, going hello. Yeah. I'm a home here. This makes me feel safe.
If just excuse me, I am getting now quite pregnant, and I drift off a bit. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah. It's like I've had 8 bongs, which I have as well. Yeah. Baby loves a bong.
Makes the baby better.
Yeah. I know the feeling. Yeah.
It's got the munchies.
Bong on, baby live long.
That's the old saying.
That's what they say.
I don't want an overachiever. I want it to just be normal. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm bonging it on.
Good on ya.
Yeah.
Do you want to crack on the first?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, like all good bits, needs a bit of an explanation.
Ages. A big setup.
So I was...
It might help if you rip a bong too.
Is that a mouse?
That's a mouse. It's just for mouse.
He's broken his computer mouse.
Old school.
It's fine. Shut up.
No.
Okay, so... I was looking at some squids.
Speaking of fetishes.
Yeah. I was looking at squids and I was like, man, I wish that I could have a little ink pouch that I could squirt out when I felt threatened. Just, you know
what we're talking about.
Just a quick little squirt.
I call that my pussy.
And I was like, imagine if. And I was imagining it in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about... And you'd get ads. You'd get government ads on the telly like this.
Got it? Have you fucking got it?
Okay. Off you go, Greg.
Okay. Mum, I'm going out.
Okay, sweetie, be careful.
Everyone loves a fun night out with mates.
Jono, how are ya?
Yeah, good brother. Let's go out on the town.
But sometimes...
Hey, how are ya?
I'm good, thanks. How's your night?
A fun night out.
Hey, man. What are you doing talking to my girl?
Nothing, man.
Can turn into a nightmare.
Oh my God, stop!
You think you're better than me?
I don't want any trouble.
You've got trouble, bro.
Ah. Ow. Ah. Ah. Ow. Ah. Ow. Ow. Ah. Ah. No, you got it all wrong.
Take this.
No, somebody stop them.
Please stop.
Make me.
Okay.
Jono, no.
Wrong one. The right one.
Play it again.
Play it again.
People were laughing.
Jono, no! Oh, my eyes!
Watch out for the road! Bradley, no!
I just panicked.
Did you squirt him?
I squirt him. Yeah.
If you go out with mates, remember, mates don't let mates squirt.
Sir, you're being charged with manslaughter. You're under arrest.
Don't let your night out become a nightmare. Don't squirt.
Authorised by Ben Russell, authorised by the Australian Federal Government, Liberal Party, Canberra.
So, that's what it would be like if we all had ink pouches.
Get it?
I think it went really well. I'm just going to take off for a second, so I'll...
You're going to do a big shit?
Yep.
Okay.
So, Ben, you've had a tumble on your scooter.
I had my first ever scooter tumble.
Mm. You know Ben's got a new scooter,
I've got
everybody.
A scooter,
he got it for
his
birthday.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I've got an electric scooter and I vape. People say that white people have no culture.
How old are you now?
I am 37.
Woo! Yes! Tell us about the tumble.
I was making a turn. I was going a bit too fast because I'm a speed demon.
Yeah.
And
footpath or road?
Road.
Yeah.
And there was a little drain, little manhole, and I clipped it, and it started to wobble, and I just jumped off it, did a little run, and then I tumbled.
Oh, right.
I did a tuck.
Yeah.
And I rolled, and afterwards, I was like, I just fucking rolled, man. I didn't even fucking think about it. That's training. That's the mental training that I tucked into a roll.
Yeah, and you're safe. You did it, you executed it
and
safely.
And I got up and I zipped off before anyone could see.
And have a laugh. Yeah. Someone would have laughed, though.
No, it was late. It was late at night.
Nah, someone would have laughed. Okay, we've got our we've got a guest.
Oh, my God.
Which is exciting.
That's out of the ordinary.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
Huh.
Women can do it. Some of them are fucking shit. Anyway. Let's admit it.
We're not so different. You know, men and women.
Because some men are shit.
Yeah, there's bad ones out there.
But we've got a new stand-up who's on the scene.
Yeah, great, that's good.
I don't know, I don't even know if he's done raw comedy. I don't know what he's done. He's from...
Yeah, I think this might be his first...
Yeah, he's from ever. Warwick in Queensland.
Yeah, nice, great.
He's here and he's going to do a set for you, one of his first ever. So is that exciting? Are you excited?
Great.
I am. I'm really keen. I love supporting new acts. I love supporting new comedy. Please welcome to the stage, Troy Waters. Yes.
All right, you motherfuckers. You better listen up.
That's the wrong intro.
Never mind. Oh, you want me to...
The intro.
Sorry, mate. Is this your first gig?
Yeah, sorry. I just rehearsed
really
with the
sorry,
off.
Dude.
I just rehearsed
sorry,
it with the intro.
Sorry, I pressed the wrong one,
man. Rehearsed it with the intro.
Just do the right one.
Okay, no worries. Okay, ready? Fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, get it up for
Troy Waters!
How you going? Oh, it's pretty exciting to be up here doing my first gig. Especially Ian and Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it, man.
I always wonder. Always wonder what I'd say doing my first show. I guess with you here, and I have been paying attention. So. I'm from up Queensland. I'm from Warwick. People out there think that we're all like backwards bogans and that. Nah. Just me and my dad. He's
that's
a funny cockhead.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Keep going.
Just let him go. Let him do it. He's getting into
keep
the rhythm.
Going, that's, keep
I'm
going.
Sorry. Is it alright?
No. Keep going. You're doing that's funny. It's like it's about you. It's personal. You know.
Sorry. I was actually real nervous about.
No, that's fine.
Is it? Should I go?
Yeah,
or
yeah, no, you're doing great.
Go. You're doing well. You're doing well.
Everyone thinks everyone's always going on like you guys are pretty racist. You probably vote for Scott Morrison. Nah, man. I reckon that guy's a cockhead. Fucking cockhead.
Yeah. Is that?
That's
good, but that
yeah.
Cock.
No, probably not a joke.
No. I think it's good. I think it's funny.
Like it's not. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, like no.
The
I'm just
concept's right, but it's not.
One of my favourite kinds of humour is shock comedy. Sorry, hang on. I just.
Fucking hell,
I
mate.
Feel like you stepped over. Hang on. One of my favourite kinds of humour is shock comedy.
I don't know if I'd do that.
Do you guys... Have you guys ever had to put down your own dog? I had to do that when I was... I had to put down my own dog when I was... my dog got sick and I had to shoot it. Which was pretty hard. I knew it was going to be hard, but I didn't realise how hard it would be to do it with an erection.
That doesn't really make sense. That's good. It's
no,
good.
Because putting the dog, killing his own dog, gave him an erection. That's what he's. It's,
okay.
It's like a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Joke.
Okay. Yeah, keep yeah. going. Yeah, yeah. No.
Is anyone else here got a real fat nana? Hands up. I can see him. My nana is so fat. When she use the dunny and then gets a big shit in there. We'll be like, oh, we got to, Nana's done it. Get the turd knife out, and we got to cut up. Got to cut up the turd. So you get it flushed away.
I mean, that is. That's funny.
That's bush life.
It's sort of. It's a bit mean, but it's it's the right idea, I guess.
Oh, I've pissed myself.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry. What was that?
Sorry,
what? So just coming
what's
in?
I've pissed myself.
You pissed yourself.
I
pissed myself. I don't know what to do.
He has pissed himself.
What do I do?
He's definitely pissed himself. You can see it. Smell it now.
So
yeah, just.
Yeah, just turn around.
Okay, thank you.
Troy Waters! Look out for him on YouTube.
Yeah. He'll be a new, he'll be on TikTok soon.
Yeah, yeah. Who isn't? Me.
I'm not on TikTok.
I'm not on it. No, I want to be, but I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Has it got comments?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going on there then. I've had enough of those comments. You're not funny.
What are some highlights? You get some good DMs though, don't you?
Oh yeah. What was it? You touch your tummy too much on stage.
That's funny.
In the same DM, it was like you touch your tummy too much on stage. It's weird, and it'd be great to see some more culturally diverse people in your audience. That was just in the same comment. That was the same person feedback.
Oh. That's a lot.
I'm so sorry that can't drag them in. I can't. It's not right. That'd be illegal.
Yeah, that's right. It would be illegal. Yeah.
Go round them up, drag them in.
All right. This next bit is everyone knows you can't ask that on ABC. Mm. It's a great show, really good. But what a lot of people don't know is that we actually pitched a show very similar to that.
We did. Yeah.
They kind of ripped off our idea.
Ripped it off.
To be honest, yeah. Because you can't ask that is a show where people in from marginalized backgrounds are asked tough questions and maybe controversial questions. We pitched an idea for a show called You Can Ask That, which is just whoever just being asked questions that are in no way controversial or difficult.
Yeah, and it was a good idea, I thought.
Yeah, and they've basically just ripped it off and done the exact same thing, but slightly.
So we're going to try and reclaim it. And so here is You Can Ask That. Hello. My name's Ben.
Hi, man.
I'm Greg.
Welcome to You Can't Ask That.
You can ask us anything. We've got some questions right here. Cut grass, itchy or nice? I think it's nice.
That's two for nice.
I'll say itchy because I'm a hay fever sufferer.
You can ask it.
You can.
You absolutely can ask answered. That.
I got a asked question, and answered.
I got a question here. Do you enjoy pizza?
I'll take this one if you want.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had it last night. Loved it.
Yep. I love it.
Oh, that's dropped.
Did not. I did not know that was coming in.
Oh, what a good drop. I think that really emphasises how much I really love pizza. Singing.
Yeah. Do you have a question, Ed?
Yes. Do you go hard or go home?
Oh, maybe it's like in my younger days I probably would have gone hard and now I go home.
Yeah.
I would say the same. In my younger days, I'd probably go hard, but now I go home.
I'd say probably my younger days. I used to go hard. Now that I'm pregnant, I go harder.
Bong on!
Bong on!
You can't ask that.
You can't ask that.
Yeah. You can't. Does anyone want to ask anything?
Yeah. Something uncontroversial?
Anything?
Anything?
Something nice?
No.
Nothing.
Do you want to say anything nice?
Do you want to say something nice to us?
Just want to. Anyone want to just help?
Does anyone want to just wave?
Just anyone? Is anyone here?
Do I like dogs? Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
So much.
The Grub.
So it looks like we've got a guest coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got to go take a shit.
That toilet gets a real workout here, isn't it?
It's really taking a pounding.
Works hard. Works hard for the money.
Do you Do you like a bong in normal life? Have you ever?
No, no, no. The first time, one of the only times I had a bong, I became convinced that that cheese stick on the Tullamarine Freeway was like aimed at me and was gonna was gonna shoot me, and I scream. I was like screaming and rolling around. I hate bongs. It's not for me.
I want to tell a story about Sam Campbell, comedian.
Yes. Sam Campbell, comedian.
who one time I was doing bongs with in someone's shed in Toowoomba. This is true. And we were doing all these bongs and Sam kept hitting the bongs hard.
Mm.
And then at one point he was just sort of standing there just looking real green. And I said, "Are you all right, Sam?" And then he pointed up at a sign that said "Men at Work." Like, you know, he had all these road signs everywhere in this guy's shed. And then he pointed at the sign and he went, This is my USA. And that was the last thing he said for 12 hours. That's a funny little Sam story. We are good to go with our next guest. This guy is, his name is Tim.
Yes.
Tim-O-Matic. And I think we'll see what he has to say. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Tim-O-Matic.
Tim-O-Matic. Oh, look who it is.
Here we go, Tim. Hello.
Oh, lovely jacket.
You've got your
lovely
blazer, you've got your minion. He's got a big minion there. It's a big minion. You could see why it's a difficult task to get something like that in your ass. Do you want to hold
you
hold the minion?
Yeah, I just want to get the minion up. Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Hey guys, how you going? My name's Tim-O-Matic, no relation to Tim-O-Matic.
Yep. And what are you here to do? What are you here to tell us about? Hello.
I just came in to talk about some nangs.
About some nangs?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a nang connoisseur.
All right.
And just want to talk. Bought some samples for you.
Can you tell the audience samples. What a nang is if they don't know?
Oh, it's a little whippet or a creamy boy. You cream it up, little kringle, little slap time.
It's a way people get high. It's like you buy it, usually make it for whipped cream. It's like a little gas in a bowl, yeah. And then you how suck it up.
How long you been doing it for?
Oh, he's got the nang eyes.
I've been doing it for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
How old are you, Tim-O-Matic?
27. And
you were nanging in the womb.
Well, it's funny you might say that because I did have a couple of reoccurring nang trips where I went into another life and I lived it. I sort of grew up, went to school, became a husband, had a divorce, had a couple of jobs, had heart disease, and was lying in my bed and died in front of all my family. And then I woke up and I was me.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so
yeah, right.
And I could dip into that a couple of times, using the power of nangs and
yeah.
And then when I died, obviously I couldn't return to that realm.
Yeah.
But I still mourn for that life.
How long did that really life go for?
Oh, 60, 70 years old.
So
yeah.
longer than your current
time moves at a different rate in Nang world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
righto, yeah.
And a lot of people don't realise that Nangs are perfectly legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's completely legal to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, cops come up to you and be like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Nangs," and they're like, "There's nothing I can do."
Unless you're at a coronavirus protest.
Yeah. Which I was.
Yeah, I know.
And they still didn't have the guts.
So why has the minion got anything to do with anything?
That's my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got some actual human shit on there.
Does he?
Actually.
Yeah. Don't know where that came from.
Was it yourself? Do you think you might have shit on the minion in a Nang trip?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe in a Nang-fueled haze. Anyway, I've got some I've got some names for you guys.
I don't
want to. I don't want to do that. No. I'm pregnant.
Just some names for you.
Yeah, you can't. A pregnant woman can't.
I can't.
No,
name.
I can.
That's one of the first things they tell you. That's no.
Stop nanging.
Don't nang.
Here's a little one for you. Oh, that's leaking. No, I'll have. Yeah, no, I'll have that one.
I got a little bit. I got a little bit there.
Okay. All right. Have a nang and let us know what you think.
That's a sweet name, brother.
Yeah, that one is Kitchen World, and that's got a really creamy after finish. And that's a little bit crunchy as well. It's
that
really nice.
Good.
So yeah. Your turn, you go.
I'm Edo's baby.
Yeah, that does happen. Yeah, that definitely happens. and then this one.
That's helium. I just put accidentally filled the helium with it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Anyway, I'll I'm gonna go take a shit.
I'll bet you do.
Thank you, Tim O'Matic.
Nang shit.
Nang connoisseur. That's the first time we've seen him on the Grub, and it might be the last.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Prego nangs.
How much, here's a question, side question. How much would you pay to watch us legit just do nangs? Like if we just said we're going to have a nang hour and we just do nangs on stage and just talk shit, would you pay $20 for that?
Make a note.
We've just got a business.
As soon as this baby's out, we're on.
Yeah. The second, like that day. Like,
Tim O'Matic, name connoisseur. Didn't think of an ending.
Yeah. So this
a peek behind the curtain.
This next segment is something I've prepared. A lot of people always ask me, Greg, what's some advice for life? Some life hacks, some tips.
Mm. Mm. Do they?
Yeah, all the time. People are always
name
asking
one.
Me, Colin Lane.
Lane.
Yeah, that's Colin Lane.
From Lane Owen Woodley.
From Lane Owen Woodley. Yeah. Constantly.
When?
Yesterday.
Really?
He called me up and he's like, Greg, help. How do I...
Get rid of Frank.
How do I get rid of Frank Woodley? I wanted to start a new segment that I'm just going to do on the regular now. It's Greg's How To.
Mm.
It's just a lifestyle segment. Each week or each time I do this, I'm going to teach you a little tip for life, a little bit of a life hack, how to. Ben, play the intro song.
Roll the tape.
That feels good.
Lawn care. Gardening. Washing the dishes. Upholstery, reupholstering your couch or bed, caring for your pooch, child disposal, bomb maintenance, big boy living, Craig, how to talk to your friend Craig, swimming lessons, for people who have friends called Craig. Nang guy. I've already said upholstery. Wood polishing. These are just examples. This goes for quite a while. Skating. Skating on ice skates.
skating on thin ice.
All right, let's get into it. So thank you. This is Greg's how-to. Now, yeah, in fact, you could actually just keep playing the music throughout. Now, a lot of people say to me, Greg, they say, Greg, help. I want to know what's the best way for me to eat five or six chicken nuggets.
Oh, I knew you had them. I knew you had them. I could smell them. You denied it.
So I'm going to teach you how to eat six chicken nuggets.
They're not even Macca's ones.
The KFC nuggets, the premium nugget. One nugget.
Oh my gosh. Every
two nuggets.
Every show. There's a... What did I say when I first got into the dressing room?
I don't know.
Now there's a third and a fourth nugget.
I said, who farted? I know someone farted. Or who's got Macca's in here?
Well, please pay attention, please. I'm trying to teach you something here.
You had it hidden.
Now, five and six nuggets.
Double.
Now, people often say to me, Greg, you taught me how to eat six nuggets. But what if I want to eat 10 nuggets?
No! This is wrong. I knew you had nuggets.
The principle is the same. Just warning you, I'm going to eat all the nuggets until you pull the butt plug on this.
Pull the butt plug? Whoa.
And that's Greg's how-to.
Woo! I knew you had nuggets. Oh. I'm going to go take a shit. Okay.
The grub.
All right, you're going to take a shit as well.
I wonder if he was really offended by the nuggets things.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, it is pretty gross. I'm sweating up here. For anyone listening, I'm really just sweating and eating nuggets. I'm still eating them. The bit's over.
You're committed to the bit, though.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to actually be honest with you.
Yeah.
I kind of just did that as an excuse to eat chicken nuggets.
You don't need an excuse to eat chicken nuggets. You can do whatever you want.
Okay. All right. What do we got next?
Okay. Grub listies. And I forgot to print it out because I'm very organized. Mm. So this is another grub listies.
Okay.
It's time for grub listies.
Welcome to grub listies. The Pope. Everyone loves them. And everyone loves to eat them. Whatever you might think, there's one thing we can all agree on. The Pope is one yummy customer. So let's take a look at the yummiest popes here at Grub Listies.
Number one.
St. Peter, the first pope ever, meets you at the pearly gates. You gotta love those pearly whites. There's nothing yummier than a beautiful smile. Say cheese, St. Peter.
Number two.
Pope John Paul I. Before John and Paul created the world's most famous band, the Beatles, they started a pope. Just kidding. But seriously, this pope is seriously yummy. Alert, getting strong Walter Matthau vibes reading from this one.
Hello? Is anyone here? Where is everyone? Am I alone in here? Oh God, where is everyone?
Number three. Pope John Paul II. Just like the band The Beatles, there's one hottie and the other a naughty. And Pope John Paul II is definitely our bad boy. When this cheeky little devil wasn't shuffling around pedophiles like a crazy game of whack-a-mole, he also fought against gay rights, women's rights, and I'm pretty sure cute little puppies' rights, too. But that doesn't mean he isn't fit for number three on our yummiest pope list. What can I say? We have a thing for bad boys. Number four, St. Gregory. He was the Pope between 590 and 604. Gregory the Great was the son of a wealthy family of Rome and is considered the father of Christian worship. Plus, he was the first to use the title Pontificus Maximus. Watch out, Russell Crowe!
Please. Please stop doing this. Why are you doing this? Where is everyone? Please, I just want to go home. I just want to go to my family.
Number five, Pope Benedict XVI. There's nothing cooler than being too cool for school. And what school was cooler than the school this Pope was too cool for? The church itself. And God is the principal. But then who's the lunch lady? It's Pope Benedict XVI. Wow, a lunch lady that was a member of the actual Hitler Youth. Hold the baloney. So there you have it. Did we leave anyone out? Who's your favorite Beatle? Let us know. Let us know in the comments below. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Mine's Ringo. Cheerio, governor.
Oh God, not again. Please, every time the record scratches, everyone blinks out of existence. Is anyone here? Am I dead? Please make it stop. Why is the floor wet?
It's Grub Listies.
Another Grub Listies. Fantastic stuff. I love those Grub Listies. They give you some good tips, good information. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Arnie Carroll's here. Is there a... I don't have any nuggets. I mean, I do have nuggets, but they're not for you.
Yeah.
It's Arnie Carroll, hello.
I'm Arnie Carroll.
I know, you're my... Why are you here?
Thank you. How many nuggets are left, Greg? Just tell me.
I don't know, like 10 nuggets.
I asked you to get me nuggets on the way in. You're always bloody... Everyone's at me. This whole room's at me. You don't understand what I go through. I'm starving. There's about 80 stairs out there to get in here to come to your stupid podcast.
How many nuggets have you eaten today already?
I've had 14 nuggets. Hello, Ben Dallin. How are you? Lovely boy. Gorgeous boy. None of this useless motherfucker. I don't normally swear.
That's your sister you're talking about when you... Motherfucker.
Not my sister, it's my sister-in-law.
Oh, well, whatever.
Well, I've come in for the coronavirus protest, mm-hmm. only to find it not on, because mm-hmm. I'm anti-lockdown, as you know.
We're not in lockdown.
Well, I'm anti it to go back in. Yeah. And I like to go to the protest and see all my friends and, you know, we go to Pancake Parlour afterwards and we have a really good...
Do you do the walking part of it or do you just...
No, well, yeah, I know!
What do you like to get at Pancake Parlour?
Oh, what do I like to get?
Yeah.
Oh, I get a stack. I get a big 8 stack and then I put all them creams and they got creams and maples and strawberries and you can get then you get a savoury chicken in there rolled up.
A rolled up chicken
in there.
On the pancakes with
yeah,
the cream?
Like it's like a crepe.
Yeah.
It's like a crepe.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and you can get a savoury in there. I love a pancake with cheese and melting all through.
Yeah.
So I wait for them there and they come round the protest. I'm there in spirit, Ben, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm there in spirit. Anyway, I thought I'd come in.
Yeah.
Because I'm running me quizzes at the moment. You know, I'm doing my quizzes.
Are you doing the quiz?
Yeah, I do a quiz from home and I've got all sorts of... It's a different kind of quiz where you opt in.
Yeah, right. So like every kind of quiz. I mean, every quiz you opt in.
Yeah. No, there are some forced quizzes in North Korea where they're
That's
forced
true.
To quiz.
That is true. They have forced trivia nights.
They have forced trivia nights in Russia as well.
Yeah, right.
Before the fall of the wall in Mexico. Anyway, this is an opt-in and what happens is you put in $50. Okay. So it's just a simple contribution at the top. And you can do that with cash or I can give you my bank account details. But if anyone's got cash now, I'd happily take it. Mm-hmm. And then if you get all the questions right, you get your $50 back at the end. If you don't,
that doesn't sound right.
You don't get it back.
Mm.
So that's what we're doing.
I mean, why would anyone do that?
Well, you've done it and you've done it. You've agreed to it. Yeah. Mm. So I've got, you know, well, you have.
Have you taken my wallet?
Yeah. Got that. I took it out. I've been out the back on the floor. My back's out. Gosh. Anyway, so you're in and you're in, Ben. I got the 50 off yours in the backpack as well.
Oh, no, I've actually got to go and take a shit soon.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, so who doesn't? All right.
So, can I, first do I still question. Have to, do I still
yeah, have no, hang around. First question. Now, my first question tonight relates to the common garden slug.
Mm-hmm.
You all be familiar with the slug? You are? You yeah. are one.
Spoken. That's, no,
what's your name? What's
please
your name? Jack. Have you got... Can I have... Just can I have a quick look in your wallet?
Don't show...
Can I have
no,
your Medicare
no, don't
card?
Get your wallet out. Don't get your wallet out.
Yeah, I just want a Medicare
you,
card.
You'd be surprised how quick she can move when someone whips out some cash.
Anyway,
like
$50 opt-in. Right. What is the common slug's scientific name? It's multiple choice. A, terrestrial gastropod mollusks. B, terrestrial pomelate gastrios mollusk. C, mollusk mollusk gastropod mollusk. D, gastropod terrestrial mollusk mollusk mollusk. E, mollusk 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 mollusk. F, gastropodus polumbilis mollicus. G, terrestrial gastro gastro gastrostop mollicus. H, Greg Larson.
Okay.
H.
No.
That's not true. The first one, A.
No, wrong, 50-50.
Okay.
You can win it back on this one. Okay. When Greg Larson was a little boy, was he scared of A, a kangaroo called Philip, he made up in his own mind, who he claimed was telling him to do bad things, like light fires at his auntie's house so she could collect the insurance.
Okay, no.
B. His own parents because he was stealing money and other things. Every time I went around there, something went missing. And he got sent to his room and he refused to admit that he'd taken it and hidden it, or worse, he'd hidden it in my car.
Again, this is not something I did. You are a thief.
C.
And it's...
C. The school bully who somehow knew all these secret things about him and he got more and more paranoid. Like every time he wet the bed, somehow the school bully knew about it the next day and would piss on him and hold him down and say, you love piss so much, here's some more piss on your face. I was working at the tuck shop at the time and I remember seeing it and thinking, God, that's funny and degrading. But these... There was nothing I could do about it.
Okay, obviously...
D, all of the above.
D.
It was D. No, but you did all those things. You made me light fires to collect insurance money.
Ah, come on,
you kept
Greg.
Stealing from mum and dad and blaming
me. Yeah, you sound like a lunatic.
And now I'm finding out that you told the bully I got pissed on because of you.
I didn't, Ben. They're awful,
Greg,
Johnny.
You're upsetting her.
You're upsetting me.
I don't care. You're not getting any nuggies. That's for damn sure.
I'll get them.
That's for damn sure.
There's one thing I can do in this life and that's get nuggets.
No.
Hit
I want
it.
You out of here, Auntie Carol. Just get out. Just get out.
I just want to dance before I go.
I just all right.
think, you know, we're out of
have
lockdown and I want to dance.
Auntie Carol's doing a dance. Thank you, Auntie Carol. Don't encourage her. This is not... Okay, all right. We really got to move on. We got other things
yeah,
to
I gotta
do in the show. Get the nuggets! She took the fucking nuggets!
She took the fucking nuggets. I knew she'd get them.
They were my nuggets.
I knew she'd get them.
I'd budgeted for them on my fitness pal. Oh, I wish that were a joke. Oh, it's all right. It's a hard life, mate.
Do you want the minion?
Nah, it's got shit on it.
It's not actual. It was just funny.
I hate having that minion just sit there watching me. I hate it. Do you need to take a shit?
I've got
to
take a shit.
Don't take a shit. I'll just...
Remember, it's this one.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's that one. Oh, it's hot. I feel puffed.
Yeah.
What about this technique? Could this be something new for stand-up comedy?
Am I doing the same thing?
Yeah, you're doing the same thing. Hey, guys, how's it going?
At home, we're holding... We're holding our microphones weird for anyone listening on the pod.
Anyone been up to Brisbane lately? Yeah, what a town.
Yeah, I was up there myself.
I've been down to Hobart recently.
This is the essence of comedy. What you're getting right now is a masterclass in how to just think outside the box and make something.
Him. He doesn't like it. he doesn't like the reverse flip. Yeah. But I'm ready for it.
I dare you to do an entire hour stand-up show like that without referencing it, without explaining why you're holding the mic that way.
It's really like quite painful.
Your show at the comedy festival on review night, like when the reviewers
are in.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, cool. We're down to Tassie the other day. Tell you what, they dressed down there like they could go for a bushwalk at a moment's notice. You know what I mean? Anyone from Tassie in? You know what I'm saying then.
It's like the first guy we had on tonight doing the stem.
Oh, my back's going into spasm. It's, all right. Mic tricks.
Little flip.
Mic tricks.
Mic tricks. We love a mic trick here on the Grub. Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Yeah, little flipperoo, little click.
Oh, here we. I think we've got another guest. What's your name?
My name's Greg. So we have another guest. I'll play some music. Yeah, it's real hot
up here.
It's
really hot.
It's a hot, wet day. So we're gonna. Is this next person ready? I think so. Yeah. So the next person we got up, he's called the Squealing Wiggler, and he likes to squeal and wiggle. So let's make him feel welcome, the Squealing Wiggler.
Yeah. Oh, what a cool dude. Is that allowed? Yuck.
And here he comes with his electric scooter, the official Squealing Wiggler.
Oh, wow.
The Squealing Wiggler. Uh-huh. He's oiled and... And he's...
He's really going for it.
What we're looking at here, Anne, is a very shiny Wiggler.
Yeah, he's
and
really
he's
moving.
And he's squealing. And the wiggle represents his passion for the squeal.
Yeah. And I think... The use of two legs there oiled up often symbolises the coming together of nations at a time like this.
Yeah, exactly. What's interesting about his outfit is you can see his package quite well in terms of...
And it's predicted on the smallest size, but that won't hold him back, I think, from... Potential goal tonight.
Now this wiggler is, as he squeals and wiggles across the stage, I'm reminded of the majesty of the rainforest.
Yeah, yeah. And it's almost bird-like in its...
Yeah.
And it'd be good if it would stop. Ideally.
He's squealing and wiggling and he's as oily as can be. And I'm a bit concerned about the...
Like that.
The fact that he's covered in oil.
Yeah. That's your
feels like a bit of a copyright issue.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
No, the Squealing Wiggler insists that he finish his performance.
Even though it's quite hot in that jacket. Wiggler. And he always says
he's
one.
More it's I'd like to hear more squeals because I feel like the squeals are more cries of pain.
Yeah, it's
I was
really
expecting
squealing.
More of like a pig, a hog squeal.
Yeah, yeah, more of a deep...
Like a sort of a... Wee!
And I think that's something the judges will take note of.
Well, thank you to the Squealing Wiggler.
Oh, my God.
The Squealing Wiggler out here. He had an electric scooter. You barely saw the electric scooter.
Here it is.
Now he's just showing it off. He's just showing off his electric scooter.
And now he's going.
Letting people see what it looks like. The Squealing Wiggler. Recedes into the night.
Would be thrilled if Ben finished the podcast just in his undies.
Yeah, I would be thrilled as well. I mean, we really do have to press on, so
yeah,
it would be fine to come out as you are, Ben.
Yeah, just as you are, your true oily self.
Yeah.
No. So okay.
Is everyone enjoying themselves so far? Are you?
Any questions? Comedy's back. Time? Maybe they should stop comedy.
Yeah, we've had enough of it.
Maybe you had enough.
Like, what have you had? You had Faulty Towers.
Yeah.
Scrubs.
Yeah.
We've had enough. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's enough.
There's
enough.
The two shows. They encompass everything in comedy.
This is gross.
Ben, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's gross. Don't do it, man. I tell you. Anyway, I really got to take a shit.
As Ben wipes himself down, you've got quite.
I'm very body positive.
You've got quite muscly legs, Green. That whatever your name
My
is.
My name is Ben. Eyes up here.
Where'd you get those muscly legs? Are you doing weightlifting at home?
No, I had underdeveloped sort of calf muscles as a child and used to walk around on my tippy toes.
TMI.
I'm half naked in front of a bunch of people.
Having
Isn't
a
that weird? It's bloody ridiculous.
It is. Husey.
I'm bloody pissed off.
How's Sydney radio going?
It's bloody great, isn't it?
Yeah.
They drive a dump truck full of money up to my place. I said, yes, please. Give me more of that.
Right, are we ready for our next guest? I think we are. Oh, this is exciting, actually. This guy, yeah, all right, put your pants on. This guy's back as well. How'd you go?
I've got to go to
another gig after. Yeah. Oiled up.
Are
you gonna hold? How are you gonna hold the mic?
Slipperily.
We've got a real, like, we've got a veteran now of veterinarian of the Australian comedy scene. I'm excited, actually. This is the kind of guy when you're starting out, you're like, bullshit. Like when you, yeah, fair enough. When you're when you're. when
it was my body.
Yeah, it's your body.
Get on the
microphone for the people at home.
Sorry,
little turd.
I was just saying, some people aren't as buzzy posy.
But I know you're excited because you've been a big fan for
I'm
years.
I'm fucking
You've
excited.
You've got all these cassettes.
I've got all the cassettes. I've got one CD.
One CD.
Compact
disc. I think he's only put out one CD. The rest are cassettes.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. I'm excited. Get excited here. Let's get some cheering and whooping and screaming.
Here we go.
More than that. Please welcome the stage. It's Squidzy Mulligan.
Yeah, it's right here. Sorry, it's a bit
Squidzy!
Oily.
Squidzy!
Yes.
Squidzy's back, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing, Melbourne?
Yeah, good.
Yes.
How you doing? Good to be up here. And I'm pregnant. Had a root. Whoa! That's some funny shit, Ben. Hello.
Yeah, good.
Look at you. Got a little mustache on your face. More like mouth looks like a pussy. Yeah, come on. Ah, yeah. Wait. I'm the king of crowd work. What do you do for a living, mate?
Unemployed.
It's a living.
Unemployed.
It's something.
You ever get on the old Centrelink system, do you? On the computer there? I'll get on the computer on the Centrelink system. Ever go on the computer for a... for your own personal use at any time? Go to the library or something? Or? Yeah. You're on the computer? Yeah. What, are you looking up pornos? They're not looking for work, they're having a bloody wank! Yeah, come on!
Wow, what a privilege.
You there, sir, what's your job?
Pick a packer.
Pick a packer. I've done that myself. When I did it, I'd have to get the system, you'd get all the things you get out, printed out from a computer. Would that be what you'd have in your, the stuff you got to pick and pack? Get it from a computer. Call the boss. He's looking up pornos on the computer. Having a wank. Ugh, come on. That's a cum job. Yourself, what do you do for a living there? Work at JB Hi-Fi. In the computer section. Call the cops. Call the cops. Wank City. JB Hi-Fi. There's cum on the iPads. No wonder you're out of stock of the PS5. They're full of fucking cum. We're having a cum city. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a hard fucking time, haven't we, Melbourne? We've had a hard bloody time. Play that song, Ben. Ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
Wrong one.
That's the wrong song. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a hard time this year. And I think it's time we all come together. And I've written a little tune for you. You might recognise it, but the lyrics might be a little different to what you remember. It's called a parody song. And it goes a little something like this. Hang on. Here we go. We are bums, and we are poopy, and from all the dunnies on earth we come. We share some jocks and fart through one hole. I am, you are, we are a poopy bum. Sing it! We are bums, and we are poopy, and from all the dunnies on earth we come. Poop, poop, wank! We share a jocks.
And
with one hole, I am, you are, we are a poopy bum. Bring it home, Melbourne! We are bums. I'm gonna kill Dan Andrews!
We are many,
that fucking cunt! And from all the dunnies on earth we come, I'll fucking break his back again a second time! I went to the protest, you bastard!
With one
fucking dictator Dan, shoot him! Shoot him!
Shoot him! I'm sick of this freaking shit! Poopy
you poopy bum! Thank you, everybody! I'm Squidgy Mulligan!
Squidgy Mulligan, ladies and gentlemen!
Poopy bums!
The Grub.
So that's that.
Yeah.
What a good time.
What a good time we haven't. Let me get one of them. Okay.
That's it.
We were going to do a request hour.
Yeah.
A whole hour. But there are other shows, sure.
We're only halfway in. Hour.
What day is it?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, there'll be other shows.
Yeah.
Do we have another show, Ali?
Yep.
When?
What time? 6:30. Okay. Yeah,
we've got to go. All right. Give it up for Ali, ladies and gentlemen. Very good.
The sound desk. Give it up for yourselves for coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
We got to go.
We got to get out of here. Thank you so much, guys.